I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is a celebration of all things that outdoors men and women hold dear, and it's going on this weekend in Lewis County. A full preview of the National Hunting and Fishing Days celebration when we return.
Hey everybody, Michael Waddell here, and if you're a hunter like me, you're more than just a predator. You're a provider, a caretaker, and a leader, especially when it comes to conservation. In fact, Congress created National Hunting and Fishing Day to thank hunters and anglers for our leadership in care of fish, wildlife, and habitat. So join me in celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Day on the fourth Saturday in September. Get the details at nhfday.org.
This weekend will mark the 32nd National Hunting and Fishing Day celebration observed in the Mountain State. Jerry Westfall handles organization of the event for DNR.
We were one of the first programs, one of the first states to have a National Hunting and Fishing Day. We started way back in 1978, so this makes our 32nd year. And National Hunting and Fishing Day was passed by a presidential proclamation just a few years before that. And many states have sort of an expo or a National Hunting Fishing Days, but we're surprisingly large for such a small state. We have, a couple years ago, we had nearly 19,000 people show up.
Now, last year, the crowd was much lighter, but there were a few factors working against the show that are not in place this year.
The big WVU Marshall game hurt us a little bit. We were down a little bit. We still probably had 14,000 or more show up, and gas prices then were over $4 a gallon, which was tough. But, we're not facing that this year. If the weather cooperates, we're expecting a record attendance.
And it's a weekend packed with exhibitions, seminars, some of them familiar and others new for 09.
We have a new seminar coming in this year, Mike Roberts. He's doing a wildlife and nature seminar. And some of my folks tell me that it's very entertaining. He's done it throughout the eastern part of the state and into Virginia. And it's so popular, it's going to be part of our youth challenge. So Mike Roberts is going to be joining some of our long-standing seminars. Tom Bechtel doing coyotes, which is always a big draw. And one we had in for the first time last year that was a big draw, and we're glad to have back. Smokey McDickless is doing a deer calls and nature seminar. And there's just a host of other demonstrations that folks can see, bird dog demonstrations, fly fishing demonstrations. Of course, our marquee performer is Byron Ferguson, our archery extraordinaire. He's a longbow shooter from Alabama, a trick shooter, and he's just amazing.
And there are a host of hands-on activities. You'll be able to shoot guns, bows, crossbows, learn to fly fish or cast a reel, and a myriad of other outdoor activities. The event being held at Stonewall Jackson Lake State Park. To learn more, call the DNR at 304-558-2771 or go online at wvdnr.gov. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.